Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty and the Son of God. Humans were born to fellowship with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His presence and glory is, he's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. Lord, send out laborers to the harvest fields, to Indonesia, Thailand, Myanmar, Malaysia, that entire region, several hundred million people, by any means possible, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. I bless those listening to this podcast. I believe with them you'll reveal your glory to them, and I believe with them for their healing in any area, amen, in Jesus' name. And Jesus, you said, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. Amen. This is Wonder and Reality. My name is Jim. This brief message is generally, the general title is the generational opposition of the gospel and of Jesus Christ. And I say that with reverence. This is this overall series is about heaven. There's a sub-series that I'm just doing some messages, a few messages, about what I'm calling the opposition of Jesus Christ. Now also, let me, even before that though, is the sacrifice of Jesus. So, during the Easter season, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is something that we honor and we recognize that. And in heaven they will. Angels visited a pastor in the U.S. and told him that phrase, the sacrifice of Jesus. They told him, and this is a paraphrase, but they said that for eternity, that his sacrifice will be honored. And we see that in the Bible. This is not new information. In the book of Revelation, you know, it speaks, again, a paraphrase, but it speaks about the writer of the book of Revelation writes about seeing, you know, the Lamb who is slain, you know, being worshipped. Amen. Within the sacrifice of Jesus, though, the opposition of Jesus Christ. We know he faced that as a man, but today, so let me just present some of the times that Jesus spoke about this. Remember that he said, an evil and adulterous generation seeks a sign. He also said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? So there's a lot right there. Jesus is saying, let's look at that. Evil, adulterous, faithless, and perverse. And also one of the translations, one of the Gospels, I believe it says wicked. One of the translations is wicked and adulterous sin generation. He spoke about this in other ways too. He said the men of Nineveh, you know, they asked him for a sign. Again, this is all paraphrasing. This is not a specific quote from the Bible. But someone asked him, show us, we'd like, you know, a sign. And Jesus said, no sign will be given to this generation except the sign of Jonah. He spoke about what he would do during the 3 days that his human body was in the grave. He said the Son of Man will go to the heart of the earth. Okay, that's a whole nother subject. A whole nother subject. But he said the men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment against this generation The Queen of the South will rise up in the judgment against this generation. Then he also, later, we know that he said, for as in the days of Noah, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. People were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the flood came. And I mean, it's just incredible that Jesus Christ himself, who we know now is God and the Son of God, was speaking about Jonah, about Noah, things right there in the Old Testament that are famous stories that we read about. He spoke about them and used, you know, spoke about saying that, you know, let's look at those words of Jesus plainly and practically, that he said very clearly, just as it was in the days of Noah, it'll be the same thing. I'm not adding anything to this, but basically what he's saying is the same things will be going on when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. That's several thousands of years after Noah. Same things will be going on. That people will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. And so let's look at another scripture that I've said many times in this podcast. Famous scripture: the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. The human heart does not change, has not changed since the beginning of human history until today, and will even, you know, and so all of this is part of what I'm calling the opposition of Jesus Christ, that even today the same things are going on that have always gone on. Most people don't receive the gospel. Most people don't receive, it's a tragedy, but most people don't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Most people will not make heaven. This is a very tragic thing. It's a difficult thing to accept, but it's very clear. And the same truth applies also. We miss it. We miss most people. Well, that's a whole different subject about going into ministry and things like that. But there's opposition of the gospel. Those who preach the gospel are persecuted and sometimes even mocked and ridiculed and made fun of and disrespected and looked down upon. And people don't respect what they do. And people, you know, even Christians don't respect what people are doing in ministry, and they make light of it, and they discount it, and they, even though it's so important that we proclaim the gospel, and that we do the work of ministry, you know, all the office, the fivefold ministries are important, of course, right? Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. The ministry of helps, worship ministry, administrations, all these things are so important. Jesus said, if they hate you, know that they hated me before they hated you. That's again, I know I'm repeating myself. That's a paraphrase. That's not a direct quote, but he basically, you know, when we look at Jesus Christ, the man, and his life, we know he was opposed greatly to the point that he was killed, and he was suffered more than any man, likely. And you know, it was beaten and mocked and ridiculed. He endured the shame and the weakness of the cross, and he died and he suffered. You know, many Christians today around the world, millions, are actually under great persecution. if we are not, we should be absolutely thankful to God, you know, and count our blessings, thank Him, and that should give us more motivation to do the work He's called us to do. So that's all I really want to say. I think it's so important that we realize, even though Jesus said I've repeated some of the things that He spoke about, okay? Even though that was 2,000 years ago, His words are eternal. And He said, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. And He said, thy word is truth in a prayer. It's God speaking. Jesus Christ is God. He's the Son of God. He is also God. It's God speaking to us. It's relevant today. It's relevant for eternity. He's revealing truth here, confirming it, because of course, the Bible says the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. But remember also, He said, when the Son of Man returns, will He find faith on the earth? And, you know, He said to His disciples, you know, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? You know, where is your faith? At another time, He said that. Part of this is just motivation, that we do our best to walk with Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, and to just believe, only believe. Just, Jesus said, only believe. Just believe. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you'll receive. Two confirmations of this general, you might even say, it's a general truth. It's a truth Jesus is revealing. Like I said, everything He said is truth. But two confirmations. Okay, one, and I've spoken a little about this in previous messages, the millennium. A patriarch of the faith has done some messages about the millennium, which sometimes is kind of a mystery to a lot of people, a lot of believers. It's not talked about much. But he points out that the Bible reveals one of the reasons for that thousand-year millennium, when Jesus will reign on the earth and there will be a great time of peace and prosperity and perfection, and the enemy will be bound for those 1,000 years, and there will be millions, hundreds of millions of people alive during those 1,000 years, believe it or not. I mean, one of his main themes of his about two or three messages about the millennium that are on YouTube is that God will, one of the reasons for the millennium, that God will allow the millennium, is to prove that mankind is, that their hearts are, just as that scripture says, okay, that the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things, that even during that great time of peace and prosperity, people will still reject God. Okay, second one, Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter. Jesus very clearly told her during her visits with him to hell. Now, she also went to heaven and saw many, many things in the spirit realm about angels. But during this, specifically those visits to hell, Jesus told her, most people will not repent before it's too late, and they will end up in hell. That's it. And it's almost a, that's a paraphrase, but he basically said, this is a direct quote, he said, sad to say, most people will not repent before it's too late, and they will go to hell, unquote. That, he said that to her, okay? He doesn't, we don't have to have that book, because Jesus said, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction. There are many who go in by it, but how narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it. We don't need any more confirmation. But it's confirmed in many, I would say likely it's in many places in the Bible, that throughout history, as we see it in the Bible, that most people don't receive God, that they most people reject God. Another one is that, and I've said this before, but today we have statistics because of modern technology. It's a true miracle of the modern world that we can view statistics of what people of the religions of the world, and 30% are in the Catholic Christian category. 30%. It confirms what Jesus said 2,000 years ago. It's just perfect proof of what he said. Unbelievable. I mean, isn't that an amazing? 30%. We hope that all those people make it to heaven, but it's likely that they all will not. And that number 30%, that's a general figure, right? That's it might be 27.6% are in the Catholic, but who knows? Because, you know, every person is a unique human being that makes their own choices. God's given every person this choice. It's completely up to a human being what they choose to do, even every day. Which is all, that's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. It's incredible. Humans can choose. And it's just, why is it like that? Very simple answer. God made human beings into his own image. Humans have choice. Amen. So thank you for listening. I know some of this I've said some of this before in previous podcasts, but it bears repeating because I just hope that the hope is that this will help people. We are here for you, and Lord, I bless those listening, Lord. And as I said earlier, I believe with them that you'll reveal your glory to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org. Thank you for listening, and blessings.